Blog Talk Radio.
He is the last of his kind. All that remains of a once powerful nation. Some think he is a myth. Some believe he is the chosen one, who will bring balance to a world at war. And some will stop at nothing to destroy him.
Live 100. I'm your host, Tahaka Amana L. Bay. And tonight we're going to deal with astronomy and astrology. We got our brother Shifu here with us this evening, and he's going to be dropping some very, very heavy information. But before we get started, let me make mention of the fact that we are offering our free articles as usual, but we've added a new one. Our article is Secrets of America. And the way to access that is simply by contacting me by email at tahaka53@hotmail.com, and we will rush that to you. That's Secrets of America at tahaka53@hotmail.com. Also, the commerce game and how to play, and the 14th Amendment exposed. That way, you will have a foundation on what's going on in the country, and it all coincides with my archives, the most comprehensive archives in the country. Now, a lot of people probably don't know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about these archives and this library. So let me paint a little quick, brief picture for you. Use your imagination. Okay, imagine yourself dealing with your debt collectors from a position of strength and power. Car dealership, your banks, mortgage company, the sheriff's department, police is out on the street. What we provide for you is all the necessary information for you to study, and we provide the documentation for you to put in place to enforce, and you have a coach behind you guiding you step by step, every step of the way. We do not give you anything, throw you out there, and abandon you. We don't do that. Now, in order to access that, and I'm going to put it in the chat room, www.tahakaarchives.com. That's TAHAKA archives.com. And go straight there and take care of your business there. And as soon as you do that, give me a call so that we can go to work. You got a problem with your debt collector? We know how to. We're ready to deal with him immediately. You're not by yourself. Okay. All right. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make mention of the fact of the summit that's coming up in August, and make sure that you all stay tuned in for all the latest updates about what we're doing here right here in Jacksonville, Florida, in regards to the Morris Summit and the building the first stronghold, the first community of its kind out here in the United States, and that we want to export all over the country. So stay tuned for the broadcast involving that, okay? Now, my guest is already in the queue. So without further ado, I'm going to bring him in so he can tell us a little bit about himself and what he do, and then we'll go down on into the broadcast and see if we can get some aid for folks, okay? Area code 516. 516, are you there?
Peace, peace.
Peace, brother.
Peace.
Well, give us your name and tell us a little bit about yourself, about your background, and what you do, and what you're prepared to do here this evening.
All right. I am called Noble Sifu L. I am a medium. I am not a psychic, but I am a medium. A medium is an intermediary, all right? And those of you that don't know what an intermediary, those of you that don't know what an intermediary is, it's one who communicates between the various spiritual realms. He or she, you know, one like myself, is a scribe who receives and communicates messages. All right. I'm going to be speaking on astrology, on how it relates to our indigenous traditions, as opposed to other astrologers who only use it for calculations of the planetary energies, as opposed to I use it for the same purpose, but I communicate with the various forces of nature. We all have that ability, but we just have to learn to tap in.
Okay. Now, tell us a little bit about you.
A little bit about me. Well, I manifested on this physical plane in the year in 1973 upon this physical plane through my mother, who was from the South Carolina Republic. As a child, I was always curious about different spiritual traditions. I never really understood them as a child. I always had these strange abilities. The reason why I say strange is because it's not average. It's not the norm. So people have labeled it as strange, so that's why I'm saying that it's actually not strange. It's just not something that the average would have. But like I said, we all have abilities. We just have to learn to tune into it. As a child, you know, I was able to hear, smell things, and feel things beyond the norm, you know. For example, one of my ex-girlfriends, whenever she was on her cycle, I knew it because I can feel it, and I actually smell on the residue of her cycle coming down. Now, that may be strange, but it's not. We all have spiritual abilities.
Okay. Now, so you're telling me that you were born with some heightened senses and these special talents that the Creator gave you, you were endowed with at birth. Is that right?
Yes. It's in my bloodline.
Okay.
A lot of people, they get initiated in these various spiritual traditions, and it doesn't work for a lot of them. And the reason being because it's not a part of their bloodline. It has to be within your bloodline to be able to access certain forces of nature. You can still call them, but if it's not in your bloodline, if you get initiated in these traditions, it's not going to work for you. You have to work with those forces and let your ancestors work with them.
Okay. Now, are you prepared tonight to demonstrate some of those talents?
Sure. I will do it in the best way I can. I go by, so when I ask me a question, you know, if you're going to ask me a question, I'll answer it to the best of my ability. Now, like I said, I'm not a psychic. I'm just a scribe. I'm a messenger.
Okay. All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to give the listening audience a chance to prepare for the best possible questions that they can ask. And we are encouraging you, listening audience, at this point, to raise your hand. And so the brother's going to deal with you. And okay. Now, before we do that, I'm going to go ahead on and take a quick break. That'll give everybody a chance to get ready, but formulate every question that you got in your mind so that we can go ahead and do this thing and get it out here. We're only going to be gone for a couple of little short minutes, so I'll need you all to raise your hand. I'll recognize your hand, and I'll let you in, and the brother will get a chance to talk to you. Okay? All right, so y'all just hold tight.
You're shiftless and you're lazy, just like that hound dog Daisy I had when Grandma raised me. Honey, die with Granny. Got too old to scorn me. Your old auntie warned me. You sure was no good for.
Another caller with the hand raised. I'm going to open up area code 708. 708, could you tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and what's your question or comment?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, what's your name, brother?
Michael Johnson.
Okay, what's on your mind, Michael?
Okay, I got a question for the brother. I want to ask him because I've been on this path seeking knowledge, you know, like it just, this force within me, like, constantly keep pushing me and pushing me to keep searching and seeking knowledge. And there came a time that I wanted to stop, you know, but it's like it would not let me stop to the point where I started isolating myself from a lot of my old friends and everything like that. And right now, like, I tried to stop recently, but it's just something within me that just keep pushing and pushing me. And I've been trying to figure out what it is and why me.
Okay.
Well, brother, thank you for your experience. It's very brave of you on the come forth. A lot of us have those same experiences, and we're afraid to speak this because the so-called European has suppressed us for so long, and it is now time for us to come out as a nation and to express ourselves freely. Now, to answer that question, that is your ancestors and the divine forces communicating with you. They want to use you as a vessel. All you have to do is just tune yourself and listen, and they will guide you. If you need a personal training on how to do this, I myself can be a friend and a mentor to help you to do this. And you can be one of my allies that's going to use our spiritual ability to liberate our people as Haiti did. You know, they were the ones that liberated themselves from the hands of the oppressor. Haiti is one of the indigenous people. The actual name for that land, Haiti, is actually called Haiti Boyo Kiskia, which is a Taino indigenous name meaning land of the mountains, pearls of the islands, in paradise. You have any more questions, brother?
We'll bring him back in because we had a whole lot of background. Brother, did he answer your question for you?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. All right. You have any more questions?
No, not in particular.
Just feel free. One thing I could tell you that you can do is get a glass of water, place it in front of you. See, water is a conductor of energy. So you use that and you focus on your energy, and you would get an element of fire in the form of a candle, and that can help you to focus on your energy. And then you just communicate with them. The same way you're talking to me, don't be afraid. Speak out. You know, I'm not going to speak against any spiritual, groupless, you know. Tap in. You know, I'll speak to that God that's within you, and then that God that's within you, it will connect to the divine forces.
Okay. Now I had to.
There's another brother that I wanted to also to speak as well. I don't know if he's in the queue. He's also a fellow astrologer, and if you would allow, I'd like him to introduce himself and and we both will be speaking on astrology. I'm going to speak more so on the of how it applies to the indigenous right, and he's going to go into it in another way. We are talented, and we all have gifts. Brother, if you're on the line, please cue in and introduce yourself.
Okay, well, he's not in the queue at this moment, and
just you
and I. And but brother, I want to ask you some questions now.
Sure.
How do you relate to nature?
How do I relate to nature? In what sense?
Okay, with the animal stuff, how do animals behave around you? If you went to someone's house for the very first time and they had, we would say, a cat and a dog, a cat or a dog or something, how do these animals act around you?
That's a very good question. Well, it depends. It all depends. Sometimes an animal is very harmless, and sometimes an animal behaves in a chaotic way, like it wants to attack me.
Uh huh. And is this a natural occurrence? Is this happening often?
This happens often, all the time. I would go into some people's homes, and the animals would be loving towards me, and then some would be chaotic towards me, and that's because of it depends on myself, on what energy am I vibrating, because animals they're very attuned. You know, unlike a man, you know, that's not so attuned. Animals is very attuned, and they react to on what they pick up.
Okay, well now I have another caller in the queue, so I'm going to open up area code 404. Area code 404, could you tell us who you are, where you're calling from?
Brother Hawk out of Jacksonville, Florida. I kind of talked to you earlier today, and I'm sitting here listening to the information. You asked the question about animals. I can give you a little brief summary of what I've experienced since I've been on this spiritual journey. The old folks used to say animals and babies can feel vibrations and see spirits, or however you want to, you want to say it. I had an experience just the other day. I was at a friend's house, and they have a young cat. And I had just come out of meditation and my prayers and, doing my things. And I had gone to my friend's house, and for some reason, I have a stone that I wear. It's a lapis stone, and the ancient Kemetes used that stone for many different things, and it just correlates with my frequency from my Kemetic readings and stuff, so they said I should wear it. But this particular cat, this particular day, came to me, sat right on my lap, and he was all over the stone. So I don't know whether my magnetic energy, force was calling him, and the cat just seemed to be very content. And I've also experienced where certain animals, like the brother say, get a little irate when certain energy come in. And I can tell sometimes when I'm moving in the neighborhood, sometimes a dog or cat, if I'm in a very humble spirit and I kind of connect with them, it seems like they calm down. But sometimes you get irate animals. I believe that they can pick up very subtle energies. And the cat, per se, from some of my understanding, is a species that was planted here from another planet, and you always see them in ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs and in different paintings that cat was always there. They said the pharaoh would send the cat out at night to do the spying, and that's why you see cats moving around so much at night and, you know, doing their little creep thing. In the day, they're pretty docile. So, you know, I just want to put that little piece of information there, and I'm sitting here learning and ask you brothers continue to do the work, and that's about it. That's what I wanted to say on that subject.
Well, I certainly appreciate you bringing that information, and I definitely can relate to some of that myself.
Okay.
I had an experience in my life where I met a woman, and she invited me to her home. And when I got there, she had a cat, and it was a female cat. And I came in, and I sit down on the sofa and stuff, and the cat come and jumped up on the sofa and curled up over there in my lap. And the girl came in. She says, "This is amazing." Says she doesn't, she don't take to nobody. She don't, you know, she don't like, she don't mess with nobody. I said, "Well, the right man had came by." Anyway, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Let me open up area code 281. Area code 281.
Yes. Hello. Good evening. This is Dr. Will Hawkins of the Higher Science Research Institute. How are you? Great show and excellent topics.
Thank you, Will. What's on your mind today?
Well, what the brother indicated earlier is true. According to a lot of my research as well, cats were sort of planted here as, let's just say, a type of radio. You know, when entities would come from other worlds, like, for example, the ancient blacks known as the Syrians, when they came here initially, and of course this goes back to why so-called Egyptologists and others can't find a predominant history, or rather a starting point of Egyptian civilization, because when we first got here, we literally colonized the earth. It was a colony. And that's why there's no evidence of the Egyptians going through, or the ancient Kemetics, or the Syrians, you know, or whichever you prefer, haven't gone through a Stone Age, a Bronze Age, a Iron Age, et cetera, because we didn't do all of that. We brought our technology with us. And this information was known by science. For a very long time, and the information has been suppressed. Well, part of what my organization do is we experiment with subtle energies and different types of subtle energetic devices that amplify human consciousness, what's known as tachyon energy, the zero point field, scalar energy, and et cetera. And I will say this, it upsets people when I speak about this on radio or writing articles, but it has to be said. You know, the human brain transmits scalar frequencies, and in part, the human brain waves are radio waves. Now, this is what you feel when someone is staring at you in a room full of people. And you notice you don't have to turn in 100 directions to figure out where that stare is coming from. You intuitively turn in that person's direction. You see, all of the cosmos are, and we've not only proven this with our experiments, but there are others that have proven without a doubt that the different planets transmit different scalar frequencies. And we are all attuned to those frequencies. It's really hard to explain this, but for the most part, the human consciousness field that we refer to as the collective unconsciousness is really you can consider it as a sea of scalar energies. Now, anytime you hear a scientist speak about scalar energies, what they're talking about is a feminine form of spiritual energy. That's all scalar energy is. You see, the zero point field is masculine spiritual energy. They don't tell people this. So all of these free energy devices, this is how they operate outside of electricity. You see what I mean? But the point here is simple. The point here is simple. When you think about modern astrology, and this kills me because a lot of people don't know this, two small points. The first point is that for the past few years, and most people haven't noticed it, because it happens at a very precise time. But if you get on YouTube, for example, and you just Google or get on YouTube and type in two suns in the sky. Now, when I was in Kansas, it was 2011, early 2011, in Missouri, they had reported on the news that there was literally a second sun in the sky.
Okay.
And the astronomers don't account for this phenomena. They don't talk about it. And believe me, the government stepped in and they hurried up and took this off of the news. Okay, but here's the crazy part. It was also seen in China. And the Chinese news, reported it. I mean, from all over. And the same thing with the Japanese and even the Russians. They reported, and they've even filmed the second star in the sky. You see what I mean? They kept that information out of the news for the most part. Now, the second
thing. Well, let me ask you this.
Sure.
What did you tell me your name was?
My name's Dr. Will Hawkins.
Dr. Will Hawkins.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Will, do you have a question from a guest?
Yeah, the question is, how would you explain the older system of astronomy, of astrology, in relation to the newer system and how the older system has been suppressed?
Sure.
You're asking me what's the difference between the older system and the modern astrology? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, absolutely. And if there were any, let's say, months taken out of the calendar year that relates to that astrology.
Well, I'm going to answer that question, but before I answer it, there's one question I have to ask you. Are you aware that there's a multiple of astrology systems?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. That's good. Okay. Now, to answer on your question, right, in the various of systems, every astrologer, they work differently. Now, I'm assuming that you're speaking of the sidereal system. Is that what you're talking about, the sidereal system, as opposed to the tropical system? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes, the original astrological and astronomical systems.
You said original?
Yes, sir.
When you say original, are you speaking about that they didn't have Uranus, Neptune and Pluto? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, sir. You see, the original system was, let's just say, suppressed, and the so-called elite have been using this system, and this is how they design tetrahedral physics and the branch of physics that's not taught to many at all, called torsion field physics. A small example, think about October, the month October. What does octo mean, the root of October? It means eight, correct? So why is October month number 10 and not month number 8? Nova means 9, but November is month number 11, not month number 9. Septo means 7, but September is not month number 7. You see what I mean? Is that a coincidence? No, it's not. It's because they took three months out of the calendar year, and those astrological signs went with it.
So
are
again,
you aware
so
of that, bro?
I'm very aware, of what he's speaking about. However, that doesn't have anything to do with calculations. You can say whatever amount you want, but still there is something called an ephemeris. And it doesn't matter if they change it to 12, 13, or 15 months, right? There is a planetary alignment for each day, okay? And with a ephemeris, you can calculate that, okay? An ancient astrologers, as you are talking about, they didn't use a ephemeris, they observed it. And they use mathematics and the intuition to calculate.
Well,
when I say that's intuition, that they communicated with the divine forces, and it would guide it. Now, reference to what you were speaking about, the sidereal system, most people only see it as a system that has used the seven planets, or what we know as the 7 days of the week. However, our ancestors always knew of the other planetary alignments, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, but they chose the ones that mostly are related to us. I'm not saying that Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, it don't apply to us. I'm saying that in the sidereal system that is known to most, they only use 7 planets, but that they say, but in actuality, they did use more than 7 planets. So the so-called system that they call modern is actually ancient, right? There's it's only new discoveries to those that didn't know, but it's not really new. There's nothing new that's under the sun.
Okay, well, brother, now let me ask you this right here. I was born July the 8th, 1953. How would you calculate that?
July 8th, 1953. What I would do is I would have to look at the effects for that day, and the ephemeris is going to give me the planetary alignment for that day. With those coordinates, I can construct a natal chart for you. Now, depending on the system that's used, most of the astrologers they use a what you call a rising sign, and that would be for the first house. I myself, I don't need a rising sign, although I do use it at times, but I really don't need that. All I need is your birthday, and I don't need the country and when you was born, and then I will use the coordinates to calculate what is the planetary alignment. And once I see those degrees, then I will read the energies, and then from the energies that I see within on your chart, I would be meditating on that, and as I'm meditating, I would also get premonitions. Like it's like I would go into like a little trance. It's like I'm reading you because we're connected to these planetary alignments. The same energies that's within these planetary alignments, we have it in our bodies. Like for example, on a full moon, the tides rise. We, our body is predominantly water. So on a full moon, they say that we become like a lunatic. But in actuality, our energies is just more heightened because of we have a lot of water in our body. All right. So as far as your birthday, all I have to do is calculate it with the ephemeris, and then based upon the planetary alignment, I can tell you what's in your chart. Now, I use what you call planetary and geometry.
Okay.
That's what I use. Other astrologers, they need a time of birth. I personally, I don't need that because on the planetary, in the planetary alignment, I don't have to construct a, I don't have to use the house system. That's one of the systems that they use. It's a house system. I don't have to use that. You know.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this right here. Now,
sure.
Your contact information is how do you pronounce that first name? Is that Sifu or Sifu?
Sifu.
Sifu.
And
yeah, you want to give the audience your contact information? Would it be okay if I give them that information?
Oh, sure. They can have my contact.
All right. Now you can call brother Sifu at 516-574-2230. Now, is that Eastern Standard Time, Western Time, Pacific Time? What time is that?
Eastern Standard Time. I domicile in New York Republic.
All right. So that's area code 516-574-2230, and that's Eastern Standard Time. What's the best time for folks to start calling you?
They can call me after 12 p.m.
After 12 p.m. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, y'all got it. I put the brothers' contact information in the chat room, and you all can contact him and off the air so that he can get with you all on doing your charts and doing things for you. Now, brother, now you got my information, July the 8th, 1953. So I want you to do me up and show me what you come up with, and show me what you're working with. Okay.
Are you going to calculate right now? That's what you're asking me?
No, you don't have to do it right now. How fast can you do it?
Well, as I said, I use an ephemeris. I had a guest that I want to bring in. This brother does it from his head, you know, and I find that very unique. There is some good points in that, and also some bad points, but however, as he stated to me that when the software goes out or we don't have no electricity, how are you gonna get to your ephemeris? So if you can calculate it in your head, you know, or you can construct your chart. So
okay,
you know.
What's his area code?
His area code. Give me a second. I'll get it. Give me a second.
Okay. And while he working on that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to add that I've been studying astrology for a little while, but I only deal with what's available. I tried to get a hold of some books, but when they found out I was after these particular books, I was blocked. I even went to an antique bookstore, and the lady told me, "Oh, yes, I can get that." But when I came back to get the book, she said, "Oh no, I couldn't get it. We can't give you that." And this book deals with the every aspect. I have the Eastern and Western combinations, the Western, and you name it. Got them all. I've been studying it for quite some time and use it very, very effectively. But this is quite interesting because if you have someone that is born with special talents in regard to that, that's very, 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 very interesting. Brother, while you are dealing with that, I have another question for Dr. Will. Dr. Will, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. His number is 516-881-6992.
516. Okay, and the reason I'm asking you that is because I don't see him in the queue, and so therefore
right.
I can't open up lines. Now when that hand is raised, then I can open the line. But ladies and gentlemen, if any of you all out there have any questions, go ahead and raise your hand, and we will let you in. Let's see, I got a 281 now. 281, could you tell us who you are? Where you calling
from?
Yeah, this is
Doctor. Yeah, this is Dr. Hawkins.
Okay, Dr. Hawkins, let us have it.
Okay, well, you said you had a question for me. This is Will Hawkins.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I want to know what you think about what the brother has stated so far about his natural abilities in regards to his ability to put together these charts.
Well, you know, I think it's very, very, very possible. And you know, hey, and believe me, Tahawk, I feel your pain as far as not being able to get those books because I've been blocked as well. And I collect very, very rare books. And, you know, like I said, I believe it's very possible. And I'll tell you why. Just look at the history of the Dead Sea Scrolls. Now, when they found the Dead Sea Scrolls, they talked about Sirius B. And, of course, you know, the Europeans thought that was a bunch of BS because they said there is no Sirius B that orbits Sirius A. You know,
until the doggones got through with them.
Yep. For real. You see? And then they realized, oh, man, there's something wrong with this. And then for the longest time, the Dead Sea Scrolls were suppressed. But I'll tell you something, though. Black people need to not only beat the Dead Sea Scrolls, but we need to beat the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, which are the...
You're breaking up on me, Doctor.
Hey, sorry about that. How about now? Can you hear me?
Yo, we hear you real good now.
Okay. Yeah, what I was saying is that black people not only need to read the Dead Sea Scrolls, but we also need to study the Emerald Tablets of Thoth.
Uh-huh.
Those are the
okay.
most ancient scriptures on this planet. People are talking about the Sumerian tablets. The Sumerian tablets are ancient, but not nearly as ancient as the Emerald Tablets. This is what our ancient Kemetic forefathers left us. This information was suppressed by us very long time, but said as far as you know, having that ability, if he does have
you're breaking up on me.
I have the brother on.
Go ahead, brother Sifu. Go ahead.
Yeah. I have the brother in the queue.
All right. Brother, what's his area code?
His area code is 516. Brother, speak. He's on the queue right now.
All right. Now I got a 516 area code open, and that's you.
Yeah. The brother is around with me. He should be still in.
All
are
right. Well, tell him
yeah,
to come on in and ask a question.
I'm in through your phone. I'm in the queue through your phone.
Right.
All right.
Go ahead, speak.
I'm not on the queue. I'm not in the I'm not in the queue on this board. My name is Ra Cool, the cosmophysician.
Okay. And
can you hear me? You can hear me well.
Yeah.
I practice cosmophysics. It's my brand of astrology, bro. You know?
Uh-huh.
And it is used to define what talents and abilities you have, because they're indicated by the placement of the other planets, you know, in the solar system at your time of birth. You are an embodiment universe, and the universe is an embodiment of you. You can't
break that down for us.
I'm doing that now. You can't separate yourself from it any more than you can separate your mind from your body at this point in your evolution, you know? And you are an organism of the universe is what first must need be recognized. You are it, and it is you, plain and simple. And as above, so below. Consequently, it has been used by mankind from time immemorial, from time that we cannot even remember. It is a very old and ancient science, and we are the mothers and fathers of it, and it is the mother and father of every other science on the face of this earth. It is a study of natural law and how we can function within it, just like we study man's law and human law to operate within freedom in one's own jurisdiction, then we also study the laws of the universe so we can operate within that jurisdiction. And it is truly a reflection of who we are. And it that I refer to is the pattern of the solar system at your moment of birth and how each planetary vibratory line or ray hit the earth at the moment of your inception, because you are an embodiment of that moment, you know? And the science to it is understanding how those angles, those energies in relation one to another build the personality, the mentality, the mindset, the talents, the abilities. And not only that, it is used to measure your own personal cycles, because each one of the organs in your body, it operates on the frequency of one planet or another. The heart operates on the frequency of the sun. The liver operates on the frequency of Jupiter. And Saturn operates on the frequency of the bones. So when we understand this, we understand how people are subject to be vulnerable to specific disease. Some people have heart disease. Well, that can be shown right at birth in the birth chart, and that part of the constitution can now, with the knowledge of that, be mitigated. We can start to dietarily condition this child to strengthen the heart, to strengthen the spine, because also if the heart is weak, then the spine will be weak. And the planet that is indicative of that, or the celestial body that is indicative of that, is the sun. And if there's a what they call a harsh angle, a 90-degree angle, a planet 90 degrees or 180 degrees from it in the circle of the sky, then we know exactly what element that harm or that detriment can come from, or what activity can bring that on. And it also can be conditioned into the behavior. Not only is it physically used to diagnose the constitution of a human being, it is used to diagnose the constitution of a state or a country or a condition in the world. As we see earthquakes and the planets. Pardon me?
Let me ask you this. Now, what should me and the audience, the everyday individual, how could we use, or what should we be doing to use this science in our everyday life to make life better for us?
Or more financially prosperous? The wheel addresses every circumstance in life on every level, from the financial to the psychological, to the domestic. You can look at the chart and see your children. You can look at their charts and see what their inner God-given abilities are. And from that point, it helps in parenting. It helps in your economic status, knowing when the time for you to plant seeds are not the same for the time for others. How is it that some people are in the right place at the same time? How is it some people succeed and do not? Well, the chart is used to implement that. The beginning of learning comes from being able to tell time without having to look at your watch. You know?
All
being
right.
Able
now,
to
how do we get in touch with you so that you can put this kind of make this knowledge available to us so that we can use it in our everyday life? How can
I
we
have
do
a
that?
Phone number? I have a phone number for you, bro. But I wanted to present it more. I didn't want to use it again. I didn't want to take up all the time. But I my
right,
phone
give me
number.
A, give me the number.
516-881-6992. And you can
okay,
reach me on Facebook at Cosmo Physics, that's COZMO, space, PHYZIX. You can reach me there. You can contact me there. I have an Academy of Cosmo Physics on Facebook. I have a radio show every Sunday on Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. on the Abundance
Network. What's the
name
of that show?
Called Cosmo. Excuse me?
What's the name of that show?
The name of the show is Cosmo Physics Radio Online. It's on the Abundance Network at 8 o'clock every Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern. I take readings in the last hour. I give five-minute samples because, you know, some people need to see it to believe it. And it's not even a matter of belief. We are extending knowledge here. And I do readings, personal consultations. I also teach it, and I teach classes on it. And, you know, it is used to understand yourself and the people in your environment. The tendency, human tendency, like people think that they choose their favorite color. But, you know, their own birth chart that was cast as they were coming out of their mothers. Describe what their favorite color is, man. Describe what they should be doing for a living. Describe your brothers and sisters that aren't even born yet, man, if they got younger brothers and sisters. Describe children that they haven't even thought of at their moment of birth, you know, and your experiences with them. And the timing is important of these events. People wonder, why did they miss this marriage fail? Why is it that this child is such a problem now? Well, they didn't look at the heavens to see when the heavens was indicative. Indicative, not the cause, but when the heavens tell you when the appropriate time to have children would be.
All right, well, hold on 1 second. I got one more call in the line. I'm going to open up this area code 218 and see what his question and comment is so we can go to work here this evening. Hold on. Area code 281.
Yo, this is just Brother Will. I'm listening in. I called in on a different phone. So I wouldn't cut
okay,
out.
Will. What you think about this?
Hey, I think it's wonderful. In fact, I'd like to talk to the brother about an invention I got in the making right now that harnesses different spiritual energies from the cosmos. One of my inventions now, the Intentionator 5, it does that to a smaller degree. With astral energies, etheric, mental, emotional energies, and even celestial energies, but we want to refine it. What it's going to be called is the As Above, So Below broadcaster. And I'll give more information on that later. You know, I'm just enjoying the show. Wonderful topic.
Okay, Will. All right, I'm glad we got that phone working, right? All right, now. Brother Cosmo.
Yes, sir.
Now, my next question is, how does what you do benefit us as a nation? What is it as a nation of people that look like me and you?
Yeah, as a nation. We are able to look at certain institutions within our nation and gauge what energies they'll be dealing with on positive or negative. We can look at, for example, the Morris Science Temple of America was formed. It has a birthday, a day of incorporation. That chart right there shows the nature of the entire organization, the United States of America. We know from its true birth chart, when it goes to war, every 7 years it goes to war. Every 7 or 8 years it is, and we can date that.
We can calculate that.
And therefore, as we do with human beings, individual level, we can do with bodies of human beings. Okay?
Okay.
It also shows one's capacity. You know, like, I give you a brief demonstration. I give you a brief demonstration. And then after I give you things that derive from it and give it back to you, then you can see how, if you could do the same thing, you could use it. If you would like, we could look at the chart of the Honorable Noble Drew Ali and see the condition of his nation.
Okay.
Just by looking at the chart, you can look at your chart and see the condition of your family, you know?
So you tell me that you can.
Knowledge empowers the will. Knowledge empowers the will as the mind empowers the body, Lord. So all forms of knowledge are useful and applicable on the broadest plane, because the truth has no limit. It's infinite in its application and its manifestation, and the manifestation of knowledge is of truth is knowledge. So knowledge of self from an individual on a cellular individual level, knowledge of self, if everyone has a knowledge of self, then this brings about automatic harmony and order within the bounds or circumscription of a nation. As it does everywhere else in the solar system.
Okay. Well, now we've come to the close of the first hour, and we're going into the second hour. So I need you to hold on, you and Brother Sifu. We'll be right back with you, and I want the listening audience to make sure you got your questions and comments right. So when we come back, you're able to raise your hand, and the brothers can deal with you on an individual basis, dealing with what problems that you may have, issues that and concerns that you may have. Okay, we're only going for a little short, quick moment, and we'll be right back. Okay.
Today's special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're going to tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of base. Now I need a pound of fat bag drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This is going to taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn. Place on the burner and bring to a boil. That's it right there. Now beat well.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you got any questions or comments, now's the time to raise your hand and so you can get some information under your belt about this subject. This is a very, very important subject here that we're dealing with, because the movement of the planets have a direct bearing on you, your relationships with other people, with your wife, your husband. Brothers, let me ask y'all this question here. Now, we have Western astrology, and we have Chinese astrology that deals with the year of your birth, and West deals with the month. Now, what is all that about?
Well, some different cultures focus on this and different aspects of energy and different manifestations of energy, just like the Chinese had a bow and arrow, and so did the Japanese, so did the African, and so did the Indian and the Hindu. They all used bows and arrows, but they all had their own style. So if you use the metric system, and I'm using the English system to measure your door, your front door, you know, you're going to say 2.5 centimeters for every inch that I say. So if I say 10 inches, you're going to say 20 and a half, you're going to say 30 centimeters. I mean, you see? So, but that doesn't change the size of the door, and both systems of measurement accurately describe the phenomena, which is the reality that we're reading. You have to understand that science is a pointer, you know? Astrology is a pointer, but you're pointing to the event. You're pointing to life. So you don't want to get life confused with the pointer, but you want to use the pointer accurately so that you can identify in life what you're dealing with. So either whatever instrument you use, your bow is longer than mine. They both shoot bow and arrow. They both hunt and kill our prey. So you do. I mean, they both kill our prey. We both hunt. You know. You
okay.
Ride a horse. You ride a horse. I ride a camel. But we both riding four-legged animals. So it's the same thing. You know, the Chinese, they're measuring a different cycle and prioritizing and building their culture around the Jupiter cycle. Because Jupiter takes 12 years to go around the zodiac. However, they bring their and mark their year with the new moon in Aquarius every year. The new moon in going into the sign of Aquarius, which coincides with the 12-year cycle when they use 12 of those. You see? But they're using a totally different system or cycle to measure their year.
Okay.
But you can't ignore the Earth's motion around the sun, which is the tropical year and the four seasons. And then you can't ignore the lunar cycle either. So, you know, the different cultures use different systems and they come up with different cycles because reality is going to manifest itself according to these cycles regardless. So if you're measuring the moon, you're going to see what the series of events that go on Earth that manifest in the lunar cycle are manifesting, and you will be a specialist in those things on Earth that manifest in accord and in harmony with the moon. But this man is studying the sun. So when you're looking at 27.3-day cycles, he's using the sun, and he's looking at 365.25-day cycles. His measurement is going to be accurate because he's using an instrument called the sun. You're using an instrument called the moon. Your whole system is based up on lunar cycles. His whole system is based on solar cycles. People tell him he's wrong because he's not using your system. He's not even using the moon. Then you've got another astrologer who uses both the sun and the moon.
Okay,
and the ratio between
that.
And he's coming up with cycles in reality. He's coming with cycles. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this. Now, what is the most important thing that I need to know as a man, average man or woman, need to know prior to getting married in regards to this particular science?
How do we use this science? Well, what the chart does, what you need to know is what you're getting into and when the hard times are going to be in that relationship. For example, every 7 years is a cycle. Every 7 years from the day of marriage. So the chart for the day of marriage, the marriage itself is an entity. If you want to know your partner, we do a synastry reading where we can compare any two people or any two entities, which means that we can compare a chart between you and your car to see with what type of peril or what benefit or when your car is up for travel or when it will be broken down and needing service and what kind of service it's going to need. You know, because the car has a heart, too. The car has a heart. It has an engine. You see, it has a fuel exhaust, which represents its food, you know, and it can be read. Buildings can be read. So we can compare you and your partner together and see what the energy exchange is. We know we can look and see where your values are most manifestly productive and where their values are, where your interests come into conflict with theirs and where they are in harmony so that they can better understand each other before that union is embarked upon.
Okay, well, now, let me ask you this. Suppose I was born, we'll say, in the month of Cancer, and my mate was born in the month, we'll say, Scorpio. I was
That's a very good list already, but if you want to do a synastry reading, it is not that simple. We need to know the dates of birth for both of you. We need to know the times of birth of both of you. Once we get the time and the date of both of you. See, now I can do a what they call a superficial solar reading and a planetary reading, okay? But one's own personal form of expression need be understood. Those planets go much deeper than just a planetary aspectual reading. An exchange of planetary energy is necessary, and we need also examine the ascendant to see how, because the ascendant is how you express yourself. It also tells us the nature of your health, okay? And health is very important. When you're going to marry somebody, you don't want to marry somebody who you do want to marry them, when their health may very well be ill. What kind of health they got, you know? You're a married man, you want him to be healthy. You're a married woman, you want this woman to be healthy. You see in her chart that she is barren. That it would be more appropriate to adopt children. Now you are able to make that decision. You are able to consciously decide whether you want to embark upon this event with this young lady, or she is able to consciously decide whether she wants to live with you. You see? Understanding your tendencies, your idiosyncrasies, your personality projection, and the plot of your life is given in the mathematical sequence of your chart. One degree per year. So, like, my husband lost his job. He fell on hardship. How long is that going to last? I got to work now. I got to get a part-time job just to hold things up. Well, we understand from the motion of Saturn or the motion of his second ruler, but we would not know what his second ruler is without knowing the actual day and time of his birth. So we need the date. We need to compare this. They've been doing it for millennia in India. They don't do it in the United States as a practice, and you can see the divorce rates in both countries. And you would think that over there the percentage would be much higher than over here, and it's not. This science in particular, as long as it has been implemented on the face of this earth from the most ancient times to today, wherever it is implemented, we have the lowest rate of casualty or failure.
Well, What about applying this science in relationship to enemies?
There is no one or nothing on the face of the earth that has a date. It is reliant upon the date of conception or the date of manifestation. Once we have the date for the beginning of any entity or anything, we can analyze it and see what its reality is going to be on a charted, measurable, patternized, cyclic system of observation, the motion of the planets that were in motion at the time of its conception.
Okay, so this is what you're telling me is our ancestors gave us a basic science to use, and this science has been stolen and is being used to benefit someone else, and we're going to have to...
It wasn't stolen, Lord. It was given away. We gave them everything they got. They didn't take a goddamn thing, man.
Whoa, partner. Let's deal with the part about finances. We can chart the same thing.
To look at one's finance, we look at an individual's second house. In other words, we look at their birth chart and we look at the second 30 degrees in their chart, that area of space and the sign that is there. And any planets that are there, if there are no planets there, the sign that is there has an indicator. The planet that is this indicator, we look and see the condition of that planet in that chart. We analyze that. Trines by the Sun and Jupiter to that point, and conjunctions to that planet from the Sun or Jupiter are very good times for investment, spending, earning, and gain. It is also when they are in what they call a turbulent aspect, when they are square or they are opposing, or they are conjunct the planet that was originally square in its original pattern, it is not the time to initiate financial action. So having a knowledge of when your financial weather is good and when your financial weather is bad is easily ascertainable, as long as we can generate a chart that comes out to your time of birth. You know, if you don't know your time of birth, we have a system through which to ascertain what your time of birth is. And we from there can date your fruitful days and your unfruitful days, your hold your cards days, and your release your cards day, lay your cards on the table day, okay? And this is so easy. I mean, I have clients, man, that I've had for years, okay? And I use my radio show to publicly broadcast it. You can check the archive. We go in on people's life on every level, from their love life to their financial life to the life of their children to relocation astrology. We have a system of laying the planets across the face of the planet Earth, where these planets' lines radiated the strongest on the face of the Earth at your moment of birth. We can find your Jupiter line for growth and progress. We can find your Sun line for fame, for easy fame and recognition, and what geographical region the Sun was. This is where that geographical region is easy for you to find that solar energy, you know, that same energy. Where your Venus line is, where your money and your partnership can flourish, where opportunity for that is most abundant on the Earth. So this here can be used for a nation that wants to buy land or migrate to another land.
Let me ask you this. Tell me about Sirius A, B, and C.
The Dogon dealt with Sirius. Sirius is located at 14 degrees, 14 or 13 degrees of tropical Cancer, the 20th or 21st degree of Leo. I mean, pardon me, Gemini, okay? So when you're looking at it astrologically, it depends on which system, sidereal or tropical, you're using. And it is said to mark influence that is similar to a blend between Jupiter and Mars. So it is very quick and very far going. So you are able to initiate things and carry them away when you do things when the Sun conjuncts that degree. And you look at the declination of the Sun, because that depends on the tropical position of the Earth, you know, because it is situated between two bodies. Then you're looking at the Sirius system, who the people of ancient Kemet claim was the Sun around which our Sun traveled. You know, but what energy it manifests for usage and practical application in cosmophysics or astrology is given a Jupiterian Mars tinge in the sign of Cancer, and it deals with domestics, you know, because Cancer is also the sign of the heritage. It can have some applications. It is used in the United States to mark the calendar that we presently use, because it reaches the mid-heaven on New Year's Day. You know, it rises in line with the Sun on the 4th of July, you know. So, but and its applicational methodology, as far as the human being is concerned, every human being is not going to be subject to a strong influence by its placement, because they may not have numbers that are harmonically or mathematically situated with regard to planetary station in their chart. In other words, the planets have to be at the 14th or 13th degree in a person's birth chart for that degree to have any significance to their life. Just like people that have planets at 9 degrees, 10 degrees, or 11 degrees of any sign now are really feeling Pluto and Capricorn. But those people that don't have it there yet, they're not going through the same changes. So it gets personal. We need to know your time of birth, your date of birth, you know, rather than just the dog star Sirius. You know, it is used to keep track of a perfect year, which is necessary for the casting it. Give any chart.
Let me open up this line here, brother Sifu. You still with us?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm still here. I told you that. I mean, you're gonna have a treat tonight.
Okay. Well, I'm getting a lot of information, but what I need is definition so that the people can clearly understand. Now, it's plain and simple to me because I use it on a regular basis. If we can get some definition to some of the terminology, I think we'll be much more successful here. Let me open up area code 916. 916, come on in. Tell us who you are, what's your question or comment.
My name is Victoria. I have a question. If I give you my birthday and time, could you give me a sample of some events to come or where
yes.
I should...
Yes, I can. Let me say, I need to know your place, too. I need to know where you are on the face of the planet Earth as well.
Currently?
Well, yeah, currently, where you're at. What city? Because I need it's date, time, and place. And I'm not really... If you're currently somewhere other than where you were born, we need to chart cast for where you are at.
I'm currently... I can give you the state. I don't want to give the city. I'm already going to give my birthday and time.
Hold on, brother. The best thing would be to do, sister. You got some paper and pencil hand now. I'll give you the brother's telephone number, and you can contact him off the air, and you can get the job done. Okay. Now, correct me if I'm right, the number is 516-881-6992. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, did you get that?
I wanted to give her a demonstration. So if she'll just impart the state, we can get to it. It's only going to take a second. What state
are you in?
All
right, well, go ahead.
I'm in California.
Okay, very well. Now, the only problem is it's going to be different Northern California or Southern, so I need an idea for there. Because 60 miles is 1 degree, and that's a very far distance between Northern California and Southern. I'll pick the city. Is it Northern or Southern?
Northern.
Okay. All right. I need to add to this, so just give me a moment to pull up my machine. I'm going to put it in San Leandro. I don't know where you're at. But if that's close enough, then good. It can't be so far off. We cannot give to the date prediction when we do not have the accurate location, all right? But that's good. This will be good enough, and it'll show you. It'll give you an idea of what kind of insight we are able to glean from your birth chart.
Now, while you're getting ready for that, I'm going to open up area code 708. Come on in. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, what's your question or comment.
Okay. I got a question for you. I've been trying to figure out, you know, like when I be like reading or trying to follow up on certain things, you know, I was trying to figure out like how to expand my mind to keep like knowledge obtained within, you know, like so a lot of times when I be reading on knowledge and everything, I happen to just forget it real quick. But you know, like anything goes.
I can answer that immediately because with your date, time, and place of birth, we can look at the third house and the sign that would describe what activity or exactly what type of activity or what type of learning bent you have. In other words, some people learn better when they are actually have hands-on. Some people are more technical in their learning. Some people are more visual. The chart gives us an indication of that. Now, I have the chart already in Northern California. If she'll give me her birth date now.
8/16/78.
Okay. Daylight saving time was also in effect. August 16th. So now, what is the time of birth we have for you?
3/33.
A.M. or P.M., ma'am?
A.M.
Okay.
Now I'm opening up area code 904. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, what's your question or comment while the brother's working on that.
Hi, my name's Ebony. I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida. And,
hey, Ebony.
Hi. I just want to say this is very, very interesting, and I'm very, very interested. I was going to ask, what do you charge, if anything, for consultation or reading?
I charge $100 for an hour and a 30-day schedule. The 30-day schedule tells you what energies you have from the 30-day from the day of the reading to 30 days later. The forecast days are given 24-hour accuracy. Okay, you have opportunity to contact me regarding the days that were given. If there's a correction, because 4 minutes off the time of birth will also put it 1 day off of forecast day. So,
okay,
and if one event is 2 days off, every event will be 2 days off, and we'll be able to rectify the birth chart from there. And you'll be able to map out your situation. Every situation you have to encounter for a month of import or that needs or requires attention will be mappable.
Right. So if you don't have your birth time.
That is the service I provide. Pardon me?
I said if you don't have your birth time, how can you guarantee the accuracy?
We have a process called the eighth place method that I employ and that I invented, really. I mean, that I discovered, that will allow us within a 25-minute period of time to determine exactly what time of day you were born.
So is each consultation 100?
Just like the birth time on your birth certificate, like this young lady gave me a birth time of 333. We really
well,
don't know.
Mine is not on my birth certificate.
I just told you we have an eighth place method by which to find your exact time of birth.
Okay,
we can find
it.
And if you have ever had any ailments, scars, healing processes that you had to go through, they concern a specific part of the body. We can use that to determine where your ascendant is and what time or what 2 hour margin you were born in. And then we can use the events, a timeline from the past, say 2 years of your life, to determine. We can use those events to reverse engineer your chart to determine exactly what time of day you were born. From that point on, we can make forecasts accurate within 24 hours.
Okay.
And that is the service that I provide. If you don't know your time of birth, you need to have accurate dates for at least some events in the last 2 years. Or
right.
If you have children, you can use the dates of your children. If you've been married, you graduated from high school, or you recently traveled somewhere, or on your birthday, some specific magnanimous or spectacular event that you can recall the nature of occurred, we can line up the planets to those events and find your time of birth, all within 25 minutes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
I feel your passion, and I definitely would love to have a personal consultation.
Okay.
All right. Now,
yeah,
you got the call-in information that I gave out? You got okay. All right.
Okay, for the lady who was born August 16th, 1978, at 3:33 p.m. You ever had an issue with your stomach or your eyes? Do you wear glasses or are you lactose intolerant or some specific food you can't eat?
Yes.
Okay. You're very spiritually inclined, all right? And you take a very philosophical approach to your spirituality. You can't get enough of it, really. And you love to travel. This is your escape mentally, too, when you daydream, all right? One of your parents was very religious, okay? And they might have been workaholic strict, too, okay? This person here was very stately, I would say. I would also say that you always had refuge in the home while your parents were available to you, all right? Most of your morals and your values come to you through the nurturing parent, all right? And your mom, she's very knowledgeable or very resourceful in ways that other people were not. You're unusually so. I would also say that she's unpredictable and spontaneous, you know, and a little detached, you know, in the way that she pursued, you know, her worldly things. And this happened to rub off on you now. You also rely very heavily on your intuition. This is something that should be developed, all right? And if not, you know, in your 30s, in your 40s, it will come to its own head, and you will see all that you know hadn't worked on manifest and blossom anyway, because it comes with age, just like a mature fruit gets sweet, you know. And I can see that recently, like in the last 2.5 years, about 2 years ago, right, there was turbulence in relationships or dealing with cooperative venture, you know, so a lot of frustration and some resentment circumstances where you were forced to make choices that, you know, you weren't comfortable with occurred, you know, but and you still, you know, that left a mark in psychologically and emotionally, right? And it had to do everything with fairness and equity and equality. It could have been a broken promise or a contract, depending on what level we approach it. All right. You do very good with other people's money. I know there were some your values and morals with that regard, with your own property and other people's property, going through a serious transformation. All right. The first child, if any, would be very energetic and hyper. The second child, crazy talkative. All right. The third child would require a lot of attention. Developed to be flamboyant, showy, and, you know, self-composed or creative. You have any questions with this regard, or how have I done so far?
Actually, everything you said was true.
Yeah.
Okay. I got another caller, sister. Now, you write his number down, and after the broadcast, then you can talk to him and go back in more details and more in depth. But right now, I'm looking at a clock.
Okay.
I have another show after the broadcast. It'd be best to call me between the hours of 12 in the afternoon and 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's the best time to reach me.
I'm opening up area code 239. Come on in. Tell us who you are. What's your question and comment?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, we got
hello.
You.
Hey. Come on. Yeah, my name is Jeff, and I'm from Florida.
Okay.
Yes, I want to ask a question about my stuff.
Okay, well, let me get it in Florida, all right? I'm going to put it in Miami, unless you're far north of there. Right?
Yeah, I'm 30 minutes away from Miami, Florida.
So you're good. We'll be a half of a degree off 30 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right? So let me get that up here in a minute. It's only going to take a second. I got to get the state of Florida file. Got it. Now I got to get Miami. All right? Get down to the M's. It's the middle of the alphabet, so it ain't going to take but a second.
Oh, you can put Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
All right, now see, that's a lot. Now we can get it a bit more accurate. You know,
okay,
you know
Fort,
where you're at,
Fort Lauderdale,
right?
Florida.
All right. Fort Lauderdale. I got the forts right here. Now we in Fort Lauderdale. You born in the summer, fall, or winter, or spring? Because I need to know for daylight saving time.
No, I was born in Haiti, actually.
No, in what month?
What month? June.
Okay, so daylight saving time was in effect. We need to be in Eastern Daylight Time. All right, now, I need the month, the day, and the year first.
June 18, 1988. But I don't have the exact time. I don't know if that will be a problem.
Hey, what part of your body bothers you then? We know that you had issues with your teeth and your knees because you're a Gemini. We need to know if there's been any other part of the body that has a scar that you received in the first 10 years of your life.
A scar in my leg, my left leg.
Upper leg or lower leg?
Upper leg.
So it's on your thigh. This will give you a torus rising. So your father
lower leg.
All right, well, then that puts it in cancer. All right, so... we have here a person who loves to be in private, who will read themselves to sleep and talk themselves to sleep. Very emotional character, overprotective, especially in love, man, very possessive. And the first child, there was some issue with the conception and birth of the first child, the first conception, all right, and the second one, for that matter, all right. Now, you know someone with a bone disease, like arthritis, rheumatism, or this would be on the father's side of the family, it could be the grandfather or a grandfather, or if it's on the mother's side of the family.
No, my father, he has bone problem, like sickle cell.
Yeah, okay, that's a blood issue, okay? And your father, and when we look to the ninth place, which describes the father pertinently, you have Mars, which is the blood, and Pisces, which is disease, okay? And that would be
okay.
A sickle cell. But what I'm looking here to is would be the father or grandfather with the bone disease. At any rate, this person has a very strong impact on the way you see partnerships. So it might be the grandmother or what happened with the grandparents or a family tradition. Let me move on to where your son is located, all right? You should have a talent for writing or a personal journal or something, man, you know, that that assists you in your peace of mind, all right? And,
yeah,
some trial and tribulation on the part of neighbors, brothers, sisters, or cousins, too, man. Like, you know, you have a real strong relationship with one of them, and their condition strongly affects yours or affected yours for a period of time. I would really say around the year 2004, 2003 was when this we start to manifest itself, okay? Also, also, right now you're going through difficulty in your love life, and I would not advise that you make any investments. Now is the time for you to restructure and say to tear down old ideologies and old methods and old techniques and old ways of doing things and rebirth a new one, you know, especially with regard to the pursuit of love and happiness because you are going through a deep transformation right now. Okay?
Oh, man, thank you so much. Oh, man.
Yeah, 2007, you went through a great period of upheaval, man, devastation, man, in your relationships, man, because of your work and daily routine.
Yeah.
Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, I need y'all to go ahead and raise your hand now so we can get it on. But until y'all do, okay, here we go. Area code 404, come on in.
Yeah, brother, this is Brother Ark again. I'm listening to the brother, and I'm saying to your brother that our people need to be, everybody that I know need to be listening in because I've seen and heard some things by this brother. It seems to be his geometry, his mathematics, all of it is a beautiful thing. I want to ask the question, brother. I went through something, and I want to see if you can pick it up. It was about 2 years ago. I'm not going to give you the date, but I can give you my birthday, which is 12/13/1964. And I believe the time of birth is somewhere around 10:45, 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm not sure, but maybe you may be able to pick it up.
Okay. Well, I like this type of stuff here, man. You know.
Come on, bro.
Let me find out that this is the correct time. We write on the money, but let's see because this chart comes right out to the borderline.
Okay.
And have you ever had an issue with your lower digestive tract, man? Like hernia or cold?
I've had some situations going on with urinary tract situations. Something just went on in my life the last 2 years ago. I believe you might be able to see it. So, you know.
In order for me to pick up the physical mark, I have to ascertain which sign is at the ascendant. That's what I'm going to do. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to pick up what went down because Saturn passed between Mars and Pluto. Oh, yeah, Mars and Pluto and Uranus here, man. That shows like an event that was unpredicted. It was sudden and devastating. It produced irrevocable circumstances, man. Now, it's in the place of surgery in the chart that we have now, but it could be injury or loss with that regard.
I don't want to stop you, but you hit it dead on the head. I'm going to go ahead and reveal what it was. 2 years ago, unfortunately, I was shot 5 times, almost lost my life. I don't have any real problems. I'm going to be a little disabled and go through some changes, bro, but I see where you're going with it. The place of birth was Jacksonville, Florida, so I don't know. That incident happened
I left in Fort Lauderdale. So I don't know if that's north or south of Fort Lauderdale, which would determine.
It's north. It's north.
Okay, so it's north. That puts you in Aquarius. You love spontaneity anyway, man. I think that's what got you in trouble, man. You know, making a spontaneous decision that you should have waited on. You know,
that's
because Saturn is.
You hit it dead on the head. It was somewhat, as the young brother said, maybe a power move or a move, not so much out of desperation, but, you know, when you get involved, when you're in a state of ranting and maybe not being able to do things, we make some rash decisions. And that was exactly, you call it dead on the head, bro. Anything else you want to share with me?
Okay, I'm with you before you go, bro, okay? You were born with Mars and Pluto conjunct, okay?
Okay.
And around all three of those planets. Martin Luther King had Mars and Pluto conjunct. Malcolm X had Mars and Pluto conjunct. Okay? So did about 18 other people that I can name if I just wanted to open up my notebook and find them.
Okay.
And these people, and some of the people on this list, they experience violent death, whether they get shot or not. They stab or they have been stabbed. They shoot or have been shot. They kill or be killed. It also represents the danger to dying in a fire or having a blood disease.
Okay.
Being in the sign of Virgo also gives serious concern to the midsection. So you got shot in the body around the intestines, in the colon and in the small intestine, right?
It was all, you know, my ancestors put me in a position while this thing was going on. It was like almost like a drive-by. A young man jumped out of a vehicle after I'd gotten out of a vehicle. Don't know. It was a spur of a moment. I really didn't know the people I was dealing with. Anyway, long story short, I got shot 3 times. In my right thigh, broke my femur. I lost a testicle. Got shot twice in the throat, and just about almost really kind of messed up my esophagus. I couldn't eat for almost 45 days, so, or drink anything. So I really want to know what the future holds or what I should really be doing at this point after all of this.
Well, I can tell you like this, bro. There's a mathematical formula that must be applied to your chart, right? We need to know the exact degree of your ascendant. The sample time that we have on this radio doesn't afford for that. You know, the process actually to get the chart right and exact takes about 25 minutes, and then we spend 35 minutes giving you the forecast, you know, and that's a service that I provide for a fee. So you can call me if you like. We can get into your life path and the schedule that it's supposed to take. We can track your Saturn cycle for the next 3 years. We have to do it within an hour because I charge $100 an hour.
Okay, let's go to area code 708. 708. Come on in now. We only have a few minutes left. Be brief. Hit this mix and get out of there.
Okay, I just wanted to see what can you tell me about myself.
Where are you at, Lord? First, I need to know that.
Chicago, Illinois.
All right. Hold on a second. Let me get you in Chicago.
While you're working on that, let me open up area code 405. Come on in. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, what's your question or comment.
Chicago, what month were you born in?
June.
All right, so you're in daylight savings time, too. All
right. 405.
For what? Chicago, June what?
June 10th, 1988.
You know what time of day you was born, Lord?
6 PM.
7:04. Come on in.
Your arms, or have an issue with your lungs?
My leg.
Your leg. Okay, I'm not talking about recent, Lord. I'm talking about in the first 10 years of your life.
Did I have any problems for what?
Your nerves, arms, or lungs? Like asthma, a breathing issue, or issue with your scars or stitches or broken hands or fingers or arms or collarbones or shoulders?
No.
No issue, no tattoos, no scars on your arms at all? No
burns? I got a tat.
On your arm?
Yeah.
Okay, we got you. And you hold a grudge forever, or first impressions mean everything, or both, okay? You're very good at concealing your anger, man, you know, until the boiling point, right? But at any rate, you also have a talent for, or an appreciation for literature, speech, poetry, or creative writing, man, you know, probably melodies, man, you know? And, a lot of serious, how can I say, argumentation over deviant activity and love and trust issues, you know? First child, there'll be some questions about the first conception, man. You know, don't doubt. Believe, because it's there, especially if there's a controversy regarding that. But let me see, you was born in 88. That makes you what? 2008, you was 30, right? No, you was 20 in 2008. So you're 25 now. And
yeah.
You just, a year and a half ago, you just went through a period of adjustment, man. I don't know if it had to do with schooling or where we're receiving some form of higher education or transportation, but it was one of those three, you know, or traveling or transportation, dealing with long distances or mental expansion. It could be educational or it could be dealing with travel, those two rounds. And it had a lot to do with your financial situation, you know, and which went through upheaval, I would say, about a couple of years before that, you know. You ever been in a car accident, Lord?
No, but I did recently just get a CDL last year.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, you have a knowledge now that you're prone to that in some form or fashion, so drive carefully at all times, protect yourself at all times. You know, keeping yourself awake is going to be the challenge. Yeah, you got Mars and Pisces. We know you love your sleep, okay? When I say love, that's putting it lightly. You love your rest, man, and your privacy, like you know, whoa. That's what'll get you to flare up. You know, we can get you to ass out fucking with your privacy. You did? Well, you had a question, Lord? Because I know you're going through a period of delayed difficulty and stuff like that, and have been since, like, October, November. That's when it started to kick in. A lot of your desires you ain't been able to meet. It's like you got to wait and work hard to attain them. Well, that's exactly what nature's telling you. And the restructurization of your mentality is in order now. Everything you thought you knew is now growing. You know that changes every time you expand on your understanding of a thing, man. You know, and your ideals are going to be challenged. You know, your spiritual values and morals.
704, come on in.
Okay, my name is Marcelle, and I'm from Matthews, North Carolina. I'm born in Marsh, North Carolina. And
okay, listen, I didn't get the feedback from the brother that I was reading on.
Okay, well, we had to move on, brother. We're about to get
very well.
Is
your birth come out?
Okay. My name is Marshall, and I'm from Matthews, North Carolina, and I was born in Marshall, North Carolina, in February the 7th, 1970, at approximately 7:47 p.m.
I need time to process that information, okay? So I got to put you in North Carolina. So, you know, but then again, I could just go to Florida. I know there's only about 5 degrees difference there, right? I can't do that. I got to, hold on.
Okay. Area code 405. Come on in.
We're at North Carolina.
Hi, I'm 405. I'm Candace Ryder. I don't know, was he still working on something?
Yeah, I am. What city are you in? Oh, she's not there anymore?
I'm in Matthews, North Carolina.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. Can you say it one more time, please?
I'm living in Matthews right now, but I was born in Marshfield.
Okay, well, we're going to do Matthews because that's where you're at. And I'm not concerned for the people listening. I need to know where you were born if you're not there. I need to know where you are. How do you spell that, man?
Matthews is M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S.
Okay. Matthews, North Carolina. All right. Now what month you say again, please?
February.
All right. Let me get it in. You're not in daylight savings. I don't have to worry about that. February the
7th. 1970.
Okay. You have a time of birth for me, Lou?
7:47 p.m.
Ah, very analytical you are. Strong work ethic, too. Can't understand why other people don't work as hard as you. Daring as shit. Okay, pardon my language. what I can say, courageous, forthgoing, and straight to the point, especially in relationships, man, you know. There was some unexpected challenge to the relationship about 2 years ago or to having one, okay? And right now, limitations are put on your ability to move around.
Are you considering relocation or traveling somewhere and had to wait because of the financial standing? That would be the reason, all right? Also, if there are any children involved, they're going through transformational processes now, disciplinary issues or condition and organization issues would be the thing. Okay. Do you have any questions that you want to get into? I know there are two. I can also add that 1999, the year 2000, that was a very challenging time with regards to education and or the decision to go into that area, you know, or to expand on your finances through an educational route, you know. Do you have any questions?
I don't. I do have one question. As far as like, do you teach classes? Because it's like I'm awakening to more spiritual things. And if I wanted to do what you're doing, like give people readings,
yeah,
where would I start?
I teach classes. I teach classes. You have a Facebook account?
Yes, I do.
You can contact me at Cosmophysics, and that's spelled with two words: C O Z M O. Space, PHYZIX. Okay? You send me a friend request and a note saying that you want to be in the academy, and that's a study group that I have on Facebook. I also teach class the last three Saturdays of every month for an hour on each Saturday, and I charge $100 for these 3 hours. $100 for all 3 hours. It's not a reading. We're actually getting into the properties of chart building and chart interpretation.
Okay.
You know, so a lot of people come in there thinking that, oh, I want this reading. I want to know about my channel. That's a reading. That's a service I provide on this side of the educational side of the endeavor. Okay. But the choice is for anyone that wants to learn how to do this for themselves, we have a class. It's 3 hours a month. Each hour, we schedule it individually until my body of students gets uncontrollable. You know, then we're going to have to put it in a conference call. But at any rate, at this point, you know, I have about 15 students who come to me and throughout the week and on the weekend, depending on their learning requirement, okay? And that's how you get involved with the classes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, you're welcome, sister. Okay, brother, we only have 7 minutes and 27 seconds left. So could you give us a final on what we've discussed here this evening, and be brief.
Can you say that again, bro? I didn't hear the word before you said before what we were discussing. Can I give you up?
Yeah, could you give us some final statements within the last 7 minutes? We only have 7 minutes
yeah.
left. And what's the final on this thing?
This science is based on the motions of the planets given at your time of birth. It shows your personal cycles. And we use it to analyze the trends and periods of development that you're going through in life. I do children's readings for 25% off. In other words, I do a child's life path and career chart to determine what they would be best doing. And by demonstration, I can do that with anybody else's chart to show you that when we get the chart of a child, we can tell what this child is prone to. The science is designed to have insight of the energies that the entity operates on, you know. It was used in all of the ancient schools. It is as old as civilization itself, the principles of civilization are built upon it, not the other way around, you know. We use it to build temples. We can use it on the geologic level. We can use it on an individual level. There is no limit to its application other than the knowledge of the astrologer himself.
Okay, brother Sifu, come on in.
Yeah.
Give him some last comments.
Well, my last comment is that, as the brother stated earlier, you know, we all have, there's different ways on the duty system. He uses the rising sign. I know how to do that as well, but I don't use the rising. I use what we call a planetary geometry. That's what I use.
Okay.
My last words is that is that, you know, as you see, I brought the brother in, and of course he talked more than me, but that's all good. It's to show the love that we have to have for each other, and this is not about ego here. This is about we getting this knowledge out here, and we as a people are coming together as a whole to liberate ourselves out of this oppression that we are in.
Okay. Now, this is the way I see it. My job is to expose you, put you on, and make sure that the world have a way to get in touch with you in the short length of time that I have. I've thoroughly enjoyed the show. The brother dropped a tremendous amount of information, and his contact information is in the chat room. It's been over the air. So is yours. And so I'm pretty sure that after this broadcast ends, people will contact you, and you're able to help more people. I'm sorry I don't have much more time where you can really go into total detail with everybody, but I'm trying to get as many people saved as I can. And I appreciate you guys for coming on. Okay, brother?
Yes, sir. And I appreciate you having me, man, and you know. And I have another appointment that I got 3 minutes to prepare for, so I'm going to sign off now. I would like to say Islam. And peace to everybody listening. Seafood, thank you very much, and I'll talk with you later, bro.
No problem, brother.
All right, man. Peace.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been your host, Haka Amana LB, and next time.
About your love.